Chapter 31. The Mauryan Empire of India. The Empire United. When we read about Egypt, we learned that Egypt was divided into two parts, Lower Egypt and Upper Egypt. The Lower and Upper Egyptians fought each other until King Narmer made them all into one country. After the Egyptians stopped fighting each other, Egypt grew to be rich and strong. When we read about the Akkadian Empire, we learned that Sumer was full of lots of independent cities. Each one had its own army, its own king, and its own way of doing things. But Sargon, the first great Akkadian king, united all the cities into one empire with one king and one set of laws. Sargon and King Narmer did the same thing. They made people who were quarreling and fighting with each other be friends and allies. We also read about two cities that refused to be allies. Two great Greek cities, Athens and Sparta, fought with each other for years and years until both cities were weak and tired. After Athens and Sparta were finished fighting each other, the Macedonians came down and conquered both cities. Athens and Sparta were too worn out to resist. All of these countries were weak when they were divided and strong when they were united. India was no different. When the Aryans first settled in India, they built lots of different cities. The cities belonged to many different small kingdoms. Each kingdom was independent, and the kings of these little kingdoms spent many years fighting each other. But one family of Indian kings wanted India to be a strong, unified country. They united the different Indian cities together into one empire, the Mauryan Empire. This empire covered the whole northern part of India. The most famous Mauryan emperor was named Asoka. He became king around 268 BCE. Asoka conquered cities through India in a war that killed thousands of people. But when Asoka visited the defeated cities after his great victories, he saw the suffering that his soldiers had caused. "I will no longer fight with an army," he announced. "Instead, I will draw people into my empire through honesty, truthfulness, and mercy. I will follow the teachings of Buddha and give up violence from now on." Asoka carved these ideas on stone monuments and pillars and set them up all around his empire. We can still read them today. He tried to reason with his subject rather than giving out strict, harsh commands. He tried to act kindly and mercifully to all his people. He had trees planted along the roads so that travelers could walk in the shade. He built hospitals for sick people and for sick animals as well. He even made laws to keep people from being cruel to animals. And he became a vegetarian, someone who doesn't eat meat, so that no animals would be killed for his food. Asoka became famous for his ideas and for his just, merciful rule. The Jakata Tales. King Asoka gave up fighting and stopped eating meat because of the teachings of Buddha. Many of these teachings are written down in one of India's most famous books. It has a very long name, the Mahayana Tripitaka. This book contains all sorts of writings, but some of the best known writings are called the Jakata Tales. According to legend, these tales were told by the Buddha to show the people of ancient India how to live. The stories explain that goodness, patience, mercy, honesty, and friendship will bring happiness. One of these stories, called The Hare, teaches that generosity will be rewarded. Here's how the story goes. Once upon a time, a hare, an otter, a jackal, and a monkey lived together in a deep wood near a village. Through the deep wood wound a long, dark path. Many travelers walked along the path, traveling to the village on the forest's other side. One night, the hare, the otter, the jackal, and the monkey sat together around their evening meal.
"Tomorrow is a special day in the village on the other side of the forest," the hare said. "We should be ready to give food to anyone who is traveling to the village. Let's be generous and give our best to any traveler who asks."
The otter, the jackal, and the monkey agreed. The next morning, the otter went out to the river nearby to hunt for food. Now that same morning, a fisherman had caught 7 red fish and buried them in the damp sand to keep them fresh.
Then he had gone off downstream to fish some more. The otter smelled the fish and dug them up.
"Whose are these?"
he asked, looking around.
"I don't see anyone to claim them. I'll take them home and eat them myself."
The jackal went out to the edge of the village on the other side of the forest and sniffed around a poor man's hut. In the poor man's kitchen, he found 2 pieces of meat and a jar of milk.
"Well, I don't see anyone in this hut," he said, "so I'll just take these home and eat them myself."
The monkey climbed up a forest tree and picked mangoes for himself. He scurried back down the tree and hid the mangoes in his own bed.
"Later," he said, "I'll eat these myself."
The hare went out into the field and started to pick grass. Grass was his favorite food. But then he stopped and thought,
"A traveler will not want to eat grass. What else can I feed a hungry man who asks for food? I have nothing else. If someone begs me for a meal, I will offer myself for his dinner."
From up above, the god Saka heard the hare's promise.
"Can this be true?" he said to himself. "Will this hare really be so generous and unselfish as to give his own life? I will go down to the earth and see."
So Saka disguised himself as a priest and went down to the earth. He walked along the forest path. Soon he saw the monkey.
"Monkey, monkey," he cried. "I am so hungry. Will you give me food?"
"I could share a mango or two,"
the monkey offered.
"Thank you," said Saka. "I'll come back for it tomorrow."
Next he saw the jackal.
"Jackal, jackal," he cried. "I am so hungry. Will you give me food?"
"Well,"
the jackal said,
"you can have one of my pieces of meat and a drink of my milk."
"Thank you,"
said Saka. "I'll come back for it tomorrow." A little further along the way, he saw the otter.
"Otter, otter," he cried. "I am so hungry. Will you give me food?"
"You could have 2 or 3 of my fish,"
the otter suggested.
"Thank you,"
said Saka.
"I'll come back for it tomorrow."
Finally, Saka met the hare.
"Hare, hare," he said. "I am so hungry. Will you give me food?"
"All I have is myself,"
said the hare.
"But you are welcome to eat me."
"But I am a follower of the Buddha,"
Saka objected.
"I cannot kill an animal for food."
"Then light a fire,"
the hare said,
"and I will jump into it myself. Then I will be roasted for you to eat, and you won't have to kill me."
So Saka built a fire. The hare shook himself, crouched down, and jumped into the flames. But although the fire licked at his fur, he felt no heat.
"Why isn't this fire hot?"
the hare asked.
"It won't roast me so that you can eat."
"Because I am no priest," Saka said. "I am the god Saka, come down to earth to see whether you would be as generous as you promised. Now, good and generous hare, live happily the rest of your life with my blessing."
And he made the hare a nest of soft grass and returned to his place in the sky. The hare lived happily ever after, and when he died, he was rewarded for his kindness. Note to parent: the Mauryan Empire lasted from 321 to 233 BCE. Ahsoka ruled from 268 to 233 BCE. The Mauryan Empire began to disintegrate after his death.